thank you for being in this film and being an evil witch.
Well, you know, someone has to take on that role.
Well, you're kind of a queen as well.
Yeah, she is. I mean, she is the heir to the throne. She's been cast aside and she's turned a bit to black magic. I mean, I kind of feel sorry for her. I mean, she shouldn't kill children.
No.
I don't believe in that. And I am a pacifist. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the world is bloody rotten. And you know, in today's society, she might be a bit right, you know?
And it's not the first time you've played a queen.
No.
Did you draw inspiration?
No.
No?
I try not to draw inspiration from previous
queens.
Things. No, but also from roles that I've done, because otherwise I'm just going to mirror... I think I look at what I've done and how I walked and thought I need to go completely opposite. So I create silhouettes sometimes with characters. I like the idea, especially with children films or films with specific animated characters. I'd love the idea of being able to create a silhouette and for someone to be able to go, oh, I can see that is. And for me, it was Cruella de Vil.
Okay.
That kind of smoky, poisoned body mania of...
And all the bits hanging off of her.
Bits hanging off, which was Jeannie's costume, which was incredible. I just basically put it on and thought, I need to sink in. And rather than carrying myself as a queen, I like the poison to just soothe from her.
Are you worried about scaring small children, though?
Not at all.
But have you had that effect yet? I mean, the movie's only just out.
I heard that one of my agents took his daughter... Okay. And he had to leave.
Because of you?
Because she got so scared. I can only hope that it was me. It could be the Mortis Millis. If it was anything else, I'd be bloody disappointed.
But is that something you consciously go into? Like, is that seriously something that you want to achieve, I guess?
Of course. I mean, the whole point is when you have a film about evil versus good, you need to feel fear or threat or uncomfortness and keep the children... Obviously not so that they have nightmares, but... But you want them to feel the heroic moment of achieving something or to beat the evil. But then you need the evil before the good conquers, you know? So, yeah, of course.
What's more fun, though?
Evil.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I try and find the pure goodness in her, which is hard.
Yes.
But at the same time, when you meet people who are not kind... And if you're around people who have an evil streak, we all have, it's quite interesting to back away and think, what is their history? And what has made them what they are? Because very few people are born pure evil. I get psychopaths. If that is pure evil, I don't know. And she comes from a background where she was cast aside. People didn't understand her. Their magic was scary. Her eyes, I believe she had a blue eye and a green eye in the real story. A magic eye.
How much did you research the actual...
Quite a lot, quite a lot. But also, we weren't telling the old stories and folklore. We were doing a modernised version. But I like the idea that as soon as Morgana was on screen, I wanted the children to feel like we backed into something.
Mm.
Like time stopped. And I think we achieved that quite well.
Yeah, the mixture is fantastic.
It is.
And I wonder for you as personally, like, were you in a green screen room the whole time? Did you actually meet the other actors? Or was, like, I wonder how that was created.
They built the entire the cave. Everything that you saw was built.
Okay.
And then the lava was produced later on in CGI. But all of the skulls, all of the imagery, the tree was... They created a body shape of me, a cast of me.
So you went into plaster cast?
So, yeah, so they did. They Yeah, exactly.
Were you nerded up for this?
No, all good. All covered, love. No, they take measurements and then they do this incredible shape. I have an image of my whole body. And then I could go in and stand. And then they basically put all the veins. Yeah. That it took 4 hours every morning to place by hand and to make it mold into my skin. And then I basically crawled into this incredible tree and got into place, and they put the hair and twined the hair into place. So it's not CGI, none of it. It's all real.
What about toilet breaks then?
So I peed where I was standing. No, I'm just kidding.
A shiwi, have you heard of those?
Yeah, I have. What did you put up? I timed it.
Okay, so you were safe.
It's
there
my
no
job
accidents.
To time it. You can't drink too much water. Yeah. It's all down to, you know, when is lunch? Or I'll go, is there anyone else who needs a break, guys?
Yeah. You probably noticed my Aussie accent, but we're talking to Irish radio, but I'm an Aussie true and true. You've worked with a couple, if I've read correctly. Well, you're working with Chris Hemsworth. Can I ask anything about that upcoming Men in Black?
I saw a trailer for it quite recently and I'm extremely excited. This sounds horrible, but I wasn't that excited. I don't know if I've been busy focusing on doing lots of things. I was excited for the idea of Tessa Thompson and Chris together. Yeah. And I love Men in Black, but it wasn't until I saw the trailer and I thought, this is good. I like this. Tessa is very cool. She is a bloody cool chick. And Chris, you know, a gorgeous dude, but he takes so much, he takes the piss out of himself, which
that's what we do. We're Aussies.
Love. Yeah. You know, he's goofy, yeah, and he's so silly and he just has fun. And that combination, they work very well together and I get to come in and kick some ass.
Ah, so you're a bad girl in this.
What? Absolutely. That's all I do.
And then, of course, Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
He's pretty much ambassador to the whole of the
he's
country.
Ambassador of the world.
Yeah.
That should be his title. Hugh Jackman, the ambassador of the world.
Come on, he's not the nice guy, is he? Because I want to hear someone who's worked with him that
he is so horrible. No, I can't.
Come on. Like, does he have too many sugars in his coffee or something?
No, what we do is I always come onto set. I always bring a backgammon set wherever I go.
Okay.
And I walk on and I set it up and I have it by my chair and whoever wants to play me plays me. You know, losers.
Yeah.
And I look over. And the bloody dude has set up his backgammon set because he doesn't travel anywhere without it.
So you actually...
And like, you and me and Deb, his wife, they all play backgammon.
You can all be geeks together.
He did win. That's his thing. He won. Well, it's not of course. I'm very good. But he did win. So in between takes, he would play my husband when I was shooting.
Yeah.
I would play someone, his driver. We would just... Yeah. Oh, I love him. Both my husband and I, we're playing backgammon the other day. We got married and then we sent one of those time-lapse things, mm-hmm, of us playing our first set of backgammon as a married couple. Very silly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we went, we have to send it to Hugh.
He can be geeks all over.
So silly.
Now, I asked the boys this before, the title of the film, of course, The Kid Who Would Be King.
Yeah.
Not imagining that you were a kid and you got to play a queen in this. What would be the first decree you would do if you were king/queen for a day of the United Kingdom or any other kingdoms?
Well, I mean, how much power does a king actually have? Let's start there. But back in the day, they did. Back in the day, they did. Let's say the king was the ruler of all. I would probably shake up the political parties in the sense that I would place them on little islands far away without passports and with any transport means. I'm not saying who.
Yes, of course. Not the country we're in or anything like that.
Not at all.
No.
Or other continents. And then I'd shake it up and put other people in their places.
Anything fun, though? Now thinking like a kid.
Oh, sorry, thinking as a kid.
Now that we've got the adult thing.
Now we've got the adult, boring thing out of it. What would I do as a king? I'd take all the ice cream or maybe chocolate in the world, fluid, fill a pool and then invite all kids who want and we go swimming. Clothes on.
Yes, yes. Swimmers on.
Swimming in chocolate sauce. We could make a pool with ice cream and all the chocolate and then you could just roll in marshmallows.
Nice, I like that. We know a little bit about Men in Black.
Yes.
Anything else we're going to see you on that big glorious screen?
So. What do I have? I have Men in Black, this one comes out, shooting June, mission starts in January.
So back to the mission?
Maybe, we will see what happens, but that is what I've heard.
You just do what, when Tom
I
calls?
I just do what I'm told, you know.
Does Tom call?
If he feels like
it. No, but
it.
Like, is that how it works?
No, that's not really how it works. Is that how it works? I can't really remember. Tom called the first time when I got the role. That
Are
was
you
quite
serious?
Exciting. Yeah.
And what was that?
Well, I was at a friend's house, Robert and Birgitta, in Simrisham, where I live. And my phone rang, and it's American. I went 2 seconds, and I went, yeah, hello. And he goes, hi, it's Tom. And I went, hi, Tom who? Sorry. And he went, Tom Cruise. And I went, Cruise.
But did Tom you know straight away? Like, it would have been a prank call.
No, because I'd met him.
Okay.
So, and I was waiting for a call or not, and he listened, Robert. We stood there, and we still laugh about the moment when Tom called and said, by the way, I just want you to know that you got the part. And that was quite exciting.
Yeah.
But now it's normality, really. Yeah. Now it's just TC. Sup.
La-dee-da.
La-dee-da.
It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Really lovely.
Thank you for your time.
You. I trust in your
yes,
kindness.
Editing capabilities. Good day, as we say in my country.
Good day.
Thank you.
Good day.